Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Pod Diva.
Coming out at gay, especially in the 70s, was very, very hard. It was something you didn't want to admit. People often ask me, who was your role model when you were coming out? And I can honestly say that there weren't any. The only people that were talked about as lesbians, it was really disparaging. My name is Linda Riley. I am the publisher of the iconic Diva magazine. We founded Lesbian Visibility Week in 2020, which is a whole week of celebration for LGBTQI women in the non-binary community, the European Diversity Awards, the British Diversity Awards, the Rainbow Honours, and the Pride Power List. I grew up in South London, in Stockwell, on a council estate. My mum was an Armenian immigrant. I'm Armenian, which many people don't realise when they talk to me because I have such a Cockney accent. Went to Armenian school on a Saturday. But yeah, it was a very, very poor childhood. Going back 10, 15 years ago, I couldn't really public speak because I was so self-conscious of my working class accent and I didn't think people would really listen to me. But now I'm really proud of it. It's taken a long time to get there. Yeah, I came out at 15. There were four of us. There were four of us in the family and we were one parent family. So if you can imagine, that was pretty tough. My mum was an immigrant. She didn't have legal status in this country either. So we changed our name to Riley. It's a very obscure background that I have. People don't actually realise why I'm so passionate about diversity because I live and breathe it. I knew I was a lesbian. I was different from everybody else. I was very tomboyish, as they would say in those days. Although I knew there was a few teachers that were lesbian, we couldn't talk about it. And those teachers really did get a hard time about being lesbian. Wanting to be one of the in kids at school, I did join in that, you know, even though I knew I was a lesbian as well. So it was a very peculiar time for me. But I wouldn't say they were role models because at that time you couldn't be out, obviously. I couldn't say, hey, miss, you've talked about being a lesbian. I'm a lesbian too, because there was absolutely nothing. There was no internet. For those of you listening, can imagine, maybe you can't imagine that time, but there was nothing. I left school actually at 15 without doing any exams. I decided I was gay and I just wanted to, you know, go out into the wider world, which was very, very hard at that time. It was not appreciated that at 15 I was coming out. My mum wanted to give me, I don't know, I think it's electric shock treatment at that time they were doing. But she came out with this idea to send me for treatment to basically cure the gay out of me. So I was basically given a choice. If I was to stay at home, I'd have to go into therapy. That time it was psychiatric treatment. So I did leave home. To come out at that day, you didn't know where you could go out. I went into a phone box. Do they have phone boxes nowadays, Rachel? There were phone boxes where people used to leave stickers in the phone boxes. And I never forget, I saw a sticker for lesbian line. I called the number in the phone box. A lesbian met me from lesbian line, took me to a place called the Soul's Arms. I'll never forget, I walked into this lesbian bar and it was like utopia, you know, it was just like, oh, there were other people like me. The funny thing about walking into this lesbian bar, my old teacher was there, you know, and I just left school. She obviously knew I was young, but she was still at the school. And I was like, hello, miss. She was like, I always knew you were a lesbian, Linda, you know. I couldn't stop calling her miss. And she was like, can you call me Kim? And I was like, no, I can't. This is really weird. I actually had to say to her, look, I'm really sorry we gave you such a hard time. And she was like, no, that's fine. We had a really good talk. And I was only young, but I remember even at that time feeling really bad about how we'd all been about this lesbian teacher when I was a lesbian myself. But they often say, and I think I'm living proof of that, sometimes when you know that you're gay, you hide it in really weird ways. It's a life lesson for people that if anybody was listening to this now and they may have been through the same experience, they would totally understand.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There was no privilege for me, and life was so harsh. You know, it gave me an inner strength and it gave me this sort of will to just think, I can do this. It's very difficult to explain. I can't actually tell you how poor we were. At one point, my mum couldn't even afford to pay the rent for the council estate and we were evicted. The bailiffs came and put all our furniture out into the middle of the flat. I was sitting on my sofa, I can never forget this moment, just being evicted, hoping my mum got rehoused. But because my background was so poor, it sort of gives me insight into lots of areas that maybe other people haven't, you know? Not like I ever think, oh, feel sorry for me. Those experiences have helped me in my life, you know, and helped me be more understanding, if you like. It helped me build resilience. There are still people who call me Linda Van Burger. If they're more friendly, they actually just call me Burger. Next to the Vauxhall Tavern, there was also another gay bar, and this was in the 80s. I went to a gay bar there once, and I was like, oh, I'm really hungry. Why isn't there anything to eat? And I just sort of went to myself, oh, I know, I'll get myself a little van. I'll sell burgers outside this gay bar. And everybody thought I was completely off my head when I told them this idea. And I went to Exchange in Mart and I bought this empty van, got it all fitted out with all the burger stuff, you know, chip van and that. I used to park my van outside the Market Tavern selling burgers. I called the burger van Hot and Hunky. Everybody used to come out drunk, and if I had a pound for everybody that said to me that you've dropped the C off of Hunky. Got a really big sound system playing because it was really deserted outside, and so when everybody came out of the club they would all come down to the van on the pavement and be dancing around the burger van, you know. So I'm sure there's a song there, dancing around the burger van. My motto is big buns, small burgers. It's a terrible ending to the burger van. These two guys climb on the van and then they were like, well, you're going to have to pay us X amount of money every week if you want to stay here. And I was like, I'm not paying you any of my hard earned money. And they get off the van, come back a week or so later, and they've blown the van up. So the van got blown up. So that was the end of that little venture, you know. Very active, very political. I went on every march going, ACT UP in the USA, Clause 28 was going on here, Pride marches. Because 1 minute I'm filming us all marching and chanting, I think it was the Clause 28 march. Next thing, the police horses are just charging into us and the batons are going. It was really heavy stuff. To have lived through all that experience and now see this turnaround, it is actually quite something. So I started doing events for LGBTQI women. So I was doing quite a lot of clubs. It was the 90s, you know. I met my wife-to-be, Sarah, who's also now co-parent of our twins, who are 15. She was publishing a magazine called G3. She was quite rubbish, you will agree this. Tried to meet up with me because she wanted to sell me an advert. We obviously hit it off, and I like to say I didn't buy the advert, but I bought the magazine, you know. We went into publishing together, and we started the Out in the City and G3 magazine awards. Sophie Ward and Charlie Condu were the host, and that became the British LGBT Awards. Obviously, the British LGBT Awards are now run by Sarah because we split up and split the business. And then I was approached by the publishers of Diva. Diva was known as the little sister to Gay Times, and it had never been owned by a lesbian. It meant so much to so many people to see themselves reflected in this magazine, you know, in the shops. And it's been an amazing name. One of the things I wanted to do at Diva when I became published is really showcase LGBTQI women and the non-binary community and really do more big events because there was so little around. One of the best moments was the day at Café de Paris when we decided to do the first Diva Awards. You know, and I was really nervous because I'd obviously done awards events before, but never won predominantly LGBTQI women. And then that moment when Rachel Shelley walked out on the stage at Café de Paris, and I'd never been to an event where the audience started screaming, you know, and like such delight. And it was just like, yes, Diva's arrived, you know. To see such joy in everyone's faces. If you'd said to me at 15, would there even be a TV series such as The L Word? Would there be an event where people are getting awards for being LGBTQI? There's just no way that you can vision anything like that. An amazing turnaround. It's hard to really show a 15-year-old going into a phone box, seeing a little sticker saying lesbian line and calling that number really afraid because you didn't know where to turn to. The turnaround now is just wonderful to see. My personal motto is live life to the full. I've always had that motto, which is probably why I'll die so poor. I enjoy my life a lot. All I do know is that my life's experience, I am somebody that's had no education. I've ended up being the publisher of Diva magazine. I can be a spokesperson. when I go to speak at things like the Albert Kennedy Trust or Stonewall or Diversity Role Models, and I do speak at schools, I know that people can look at me and I can talk about the fact that however you might feel at the moment, if you're homeless or jobless, you know, there is a chance in life. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying this can be everybody, but I'm saying this is me and this can be you. Just this year, opened a foundation called the Diversity Umbrella Foundation. Money that is made from our events goes into this foundation and we can give to others, because I think it's really important, having lived over 40 years in this community, to leave some sort of legacy, you know, and want my legacy to be Lesbian Visibility Week and for people to be able to celebrate being a lesbian, particularly with all the unrest in the community around the trans situation, and for people to know that cis lesbians support everybody in the community. I remember being supported so well when I came out. I made friends, they helped house me when I was homeless, you know, so it became my new family. I don't know if it's a motto, but it's a philosophy, just to try and give back as much as I can, which I do a lot now on social media. My direct messages are always open to people to contact me and, look, if Diva can support you, we will. And I hope that that is what Diva will be remembered for, as a magazine that really supported their community. So I want to say thank you to them all.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.